generalnom konferencijom 1888. u Minneapolisu.
First was to uplift the Bible.
Prva je bila uzdići Bibliju.
Second was to uplift Jesus.
Druga je bila uzdići Hrista.
In terms of righteousness by faith.
U okviru teologije opravdanja verom.
In relationship to Revelation 14:12.
Povezano sa otkrivenjem 14:12.
The third topic.
Treća tema.
Uplift Jesus.
Uzdići Hrista.
In terms of his divinity.
U vezi sa njegovom božanskom prirodom.
And the Trinity.
I trojstvo.
It may come as a surprise.
Možda će vam to zvučati kao iznenađenje.
That most early Adventist leaders.
Ali većina prvih adventističkih vođa.
Could not agree with the fundamental beliefs of the church.
Nisu se slagala sa osnovnim načelima, verovanjima crkve.
As we know them today.
Kao što ih mi danas poznajemo.
For example,
na primjer,
they did not agree with fundamental belief number two.
Oni se nisu slagali sa osnovnim verovanjem broj 2.
Dealing with the Trinity.
Koje ima veze sa trojstvom.
Because they were anti-trinitarian.
Oni su bili antitrinitaristi.
They did not believe number four.
Nisu verovali ni u četvrtu tačku osnovnih verovanja.
The Son.
Son.
On the Son of God.
O Sinu Božjem.
For him, for them, the Son of God was not eternal.
Za njih, Sin Božji nije bio večan.
But created.
Već stvoren.
Thus they were semi-Arian.
I prema tome bili su semi-Arijevci.
They did not believe in number five.
Nisu verovali ni u petu tačku.
The Holy Spirit.
U Svetoga Duha.
The Holy Spirit to them was not a person.
Za njih Sveti Duh nije bio osoba.
But a mysterious force.
Nego tajanstvena sila.
One of the fruits of the 1888 meetings.
Jedno od istina na zasedanju 88.
Would be the Christianization of Adventism.
Bilo je kristijanizacija adventizma.
In terms of the Godhead.
U vezi sa božanstvom.
After all, they had a new soteriology.
Posle svega prihvatili su i novu soteriologiju.
And they needed a Godhead that was adequate to save them.
I bio im je zato potreban Bog koji bi bio sposoban da ih spase.
An understanding of Christ and the Holy Spirit.
U razumevanju Hrista i Svetoga Duha.
That would be adequate to meet the demands of the church's understanding, new understanding of salvation.
I to je trebalo da bude u skladu sa novim razumevanjem crkve po pitanjima spasenja. Somebody is talking outside. Yeah. And it's not.
I think that's okay.
Nije pošteno smetati drugima svojim nezainteresovano.
It should be noted that neither Jones nor Wagoner
treba da bude zapaženo da ni Jones ni Wagoner
would be the leader in this movement back towards an understanding of the Godhead.
Ne bi bili vođe da su da se ocenjivalo po njihovom shvatanju pojma božanstva.
Rather it would be Ellen White.
Već bi to Ellen White.
It would be Ellen White.
She wasn't.
She would be the leader.
Ona bi bila vođa.
Not because she wrote a book on the topic.
Ne samo zato što je napisala knjigu o toj tematici.
Or even a chapter on the topic.
Niti zato što se bavila tim pitanjem.
In most cases, not even a paragraph on the topic.
Ponekad nije bilo ni odseka o tom pitanju.
But she wrote sentences here and there.
Nego je napisala tu i tamo poneku rečenicu.
And the brethren said, "What is she talking about?"
I braća su se pitala o čemu to ona priča.
And they began to study their Bibles.
I počeli su da proučavaju svoju Bibliju.
And gradually came to a better understanding of the Godhead.
I postepeno su došla do boljeg shvatanja pitanja božanstva.
It seems to me,
meni izgleda,
that Ellen White never really changed on this topic.
Da se Ellen White nikada nije menjala u vezi sa ovim pitanjem.
It's just that her earlier statements can be taken either way.
Već da se samo njene najranije izjave mogu protumačiti ili na ovaj ili na onaj način.
But her later statements are definite clarifications of her position.
Međutim, njeni kasni navodi su očigledna razjašnjenje ovog pitanja.
Now let's take an overview of the Adventists before 1888.
Ajde sada da napravimo jedan pregled adventizma pre 88. godine.
Joshua V. Himes.
Joshua Himes,
the great Millerite leader,
veliki vođa iz vremena Millerizma,
was a member of the Christian Connection,
bio je član hrišćanske konekcije,
a restorationist body,
to je jedno telo koje se bavilo obnavljanjem osnovnih hrišćanskih naučenja,
that had a great desire to get back to the New Testament Christianity,
i koje je imalo veliku želju da se vrati stvarnom novozavetnom hrišćanstvu.
The Christian Connection,
hrišćanska konekcija,
would delete the Trinity from their beliefs.
Delete.
Then from their belief system.
Izbrisala je pitanje trojstva iz svoga verovanja.
Since the word itself was not found in the New Testament.
Samo zato što se sama ta reč ne pojavljuje u Novom Zavetu.
They thought that the Trinity must have been a later addition by the church.
Oni su smatrali da je sama reč trojstvo kasniji dodatak koji je crkva dodala.
After it apostatized.
Pošto je otpala.
I had a lady last night in Zenom, I believe, that held that, at least was worried about that position.
Da, u Zemun prošle večeri sreo sam se jednom gospođom koja izgleda podupire ovo shvatanje.
That the Trinity was a part of the great apostasy.
Da je shvatanje o trojstvu također deo velikog otpada.
In
1835,
Himes will write a major article in the Encyclopedia of Religious Knowledge.
Himes je napisao jedan članak koji uvršten u enciklopediju hrišćanskog znanja.
It will be the article on the Christian connection.
To je članak o hrišćanskoj konekciji.
He writes that at first,
on je piše da isprva,
they were generally Trinitarian.
Da su bili uopšteno govoreći trinitalisti.
But subsequently,
ali kasnije,
they've almost unanimously rejected the Trinitarian doctrine.
Oni su skoro jednoglasno odbacili doktrinu o trinitarizmu
as unscriptural.
Kao nebiblijsku.
He then went on,
a onda on nastavlja,
to say that only the Father,
on i da kaže samo Otac,
is unoriginated,
je bez porekla,
independent,
nezavistan,
and eternal,
i večan.
Now you recognize what that makes Christ.
Vi shvatate na koje mesto time stavlja Hrista.
Originated,
dakle sa poreklom,
dependent,
zavisan,
and brought into existence by the Father.
I nastao, došao u postojanje očevom silom.
In this same article,
u tom istom članku,
Himes talks about the Holy Spirit.
Himes govori o Svetom Duhu.
And I quote,
citiram,
the Holy Spirit is the power and energy of God.
Sveti Duh je sila, Božja energija.
The holy influence of God.
To je sveti uticaj Božji.
So Himes and the Christian connection are largely anti-Trinitarian.
Prema tome, Himes i hrišćanska konekcija su većinom anti-Trinitarci.
Semi-Arian.
Semi-Arijevci.
And see the Holy Spirit as an influence.
I Svetoga Duha smatraju uticajem.
Two of the three Adventist founders,
dva od adventističkih članova osnivača,
would be members of the Christian Connection.
Bili su članovi hrišćanske konekcije.
Bates,
Bates,
who came in 1827,
27.
Was anti-Trinitarian.
Bio je anti-trinitarac.
And James White was a young minister in the Christian Connection.
A James White je bio čak i mladi propovednik u crkvi hrišćanske konekcije.
He would hold the same beliefs.
I on se držao istog verovanja.
In 1852,
52. godine,
he would refer to the doctrine of the Trinity.
On se poziva na doktrinu o trojstvu.
As that old Trinitarian absurdity.
Kao staru trinitarijarsku apsurdiju ili apsurdnost.
J.N. Andrews would write in 1869
godine piše
the Father alone,
samo otac,
of all the universe,
na celom svemiru,
is without a beginning,
je bez početka.
The Son of God,
Sin Boži,
had God for his Father,
ima Boga kao svog oca,
and did
i imao,
at some point in the eternity of the past,
i nastao je u nekom trenutku prošlost, večnosti u prošlost,
have a beginning of days,
ima početak svojih dana.
1874
godine,
J.N. Andrews again,
ponovo John Andrews.
The Father alone has immortality.
Samo Otac ima besmrtnost.
This implies that the Son,
to znači pretpostavlja da Sin,
has derived immortality.
Ima izvedenu besmrtnost.
God possesses immortality.
Bog ima besmrtnost
in his inherently by nature.
Po svojoj prirodi, to je svojstveno njegovoj prirodi.
He gives it to the Son.
On je dao besmrtnost Sinu.
Who in turn provides it to us.
Koji sa svoje strane daje nama.
Uriah Smith. Now you see that we're not talking about the small fish in the
Amazon. Govorimo ovdje o malim ribama, ovdje se radi o velikim.
We're talking about the intellectual leaders of Adventism.
Mi govorimo o intelektualnim vođama Adventizma.
Bates.
White.
Andrews.
Smith.
And nearly everybody else.
Today we would expel them from the church.
Uriah Smith. In Daniel and the Revelation.
U knjizi Danilo i otkrivenje.
Christ is the beginning of creation.
Kaže da je Hristos početak stvaranja.
The first created being.
Prvo stvoreno biće.
1898.
godine.
The same year that Ellen White would write Desire of Ages.
Iste godine kada Ellen White napisala knjigu Čežnja vekova.
He would also write a book that year on Christ.
I on je te godine napisao knjigu o Hristu.
Called Looking Unto Jesus.
Knjiga nosi naslov Gledajući Isusa.
On page 10 of that book,
na 10. stranici te knjige,
he says God alone is without beginning.
On ponovo naglašava samo je Bog bez početka.
At the earliest time when a beginning could be,
kaže u najranije doba kada se početak mogao odigrati,
a period so remote,
razdoblje tako daleko,
that to finite minds,
da ograničeni um,
it is essentially eternity,
za ograničeni um to je od večnosti,
appeared the word,
pojavila se reč. It means that it's not safe to publish their books again. Ja kažem, izgleda da nije dobro njihove knjige ponovo objavljivati. Mogli bi da naprave gužu.
Smith is also very clear about the Holy Spirit.
A što se tiče Smitha, on je veoma jasan u svojim izjavama o Svetome Duhu.
1859.
godine.
The Spirit is the life principle of the Church of God.
Kaže on da je Sveti Duh životno načelo Božje crkve.
1891.
891.
The Spirit is a mysterious emanation.
Sveti Duh je tajanstvena emanacija.
Through which the Father and the Son
preko koje Otac I Sin
carry forward their great and infinite work.
Obavljaju svoje veliko, beskrajno delo.
1890. Respecting the Spirit.
Što se tiče Svetoga Duha.
The Bible uses expressions
Biblija se služi izrazom
which cannot be harmonized
koji se ne može uskladiti
with the idea that it is a person.
Sa pomišlju da je on osoba.
Like the Father and the Son.
Kao što su Otac I Sin.
This is a quotation.
Evo citat.
Rather it is shown
umesto toga pokazano je
to be a divine influence from them both.
Da je on božanski uticaj I jednoga I drugoga.
The medium which represents their presence.
To je posrednik koji predstavlja njihovu prisutnost.
And by which they have knowledge and power.
I kojim oni šire znanje I silu.
Through all the universe.
Po celom svemiru.
When not personally present.
Ali tamo gde nisu lično prisutni.
Early Adventists,
rani adventisti,
were aggressively anti-trinitarian.
Bili su agresivno anti-trinitarci.
Aggressively semi-arian.
Agresivni poluarijevci.
And saw the Holy Spirit as less than a person.
I za njih je Sveti Duh bio manje nego osoba.
But rather as an influence or a mysterious emanation.
I on je za njih bio neki uticaj ili misteriozna emanacija.
Now we have come to a place.
A sada smo došli do mesta
where both sides of the 1888 conflict can agree.
Kada su se mogle složiti obe strane u konfliktu 88.
Wagner will be in harmony with this semi-Arian anti-Trinitarian perspective.
Da, Wagner je bio u skladu sa ovom perspektivom poluarijevaca.
In the post 1888 years.
I u godinama posle 88.
His semi-Arianism is very strong.
Njegov poluarianizam je veoma snažan.
1890 he published a book.
90. Godine objavio je knjigu
entitled Christ and His Righteousness.
Hristos u svojoj pravednosti.
In that book he writes,
u toj knjizi on piše,
there was a time,
bilo je vreme,
when Christ proceeded forth,
kada je Hristos nastavio,
and came from God,
i proizašao od Boga,
but that time,
ali to vreme
was so far back in the days of eternity
je tako udaljeno unatrag u vremenu večnosti
that the finite comprehension
da ograničeno shvatanje
it is practically without beginning
je I on praktički govoreći bez početka.
He argues that Christ was begotten and not created.
On kaže da je Hristos rođen, a da nije stvoren.
And that Christ has all the attributes of divinity except
da Hristos ima sve atribute božanstva osim
except eternity in the beginning.
Osim što da je večan od početka.
More serious than Wagner's semi-Arian theology.
Još ozbiljnije od Wagnerove poluarijanske teologije
would be his confusion on what it meant to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
Je njegova zbrkano shvatanje o tome šta znači da u tebi da te prožima Sveti Duh.
Or indwelt by Christ.
Ili da te prožima Hristos.
Now before moving into this area of Wagner's theology,
ali pre nego što krenemo na ovo područje Wagnerove teologije,
I should note that the 1890s was the decade of the Holy Spirit in Adventist theology.
Ja moram da naglasim da su 90. Godine bile godine Svetoga Duha u adventističkoj teologiji.
Because you really can't talk about salvation and living the Christian life.
Jer vi zaista ne možete govoriti o spasenju i življenju hrišćanskim životom
without the Holy Spirit.
Bez uticaja Svetoga Duha.
It's during that decade,
u toku ove dekade,
that Wagner,
da je Wagner,
Jones,
i Jones,
Prescott,
i Prescott,
and Ellen White,
i Ellen White,
will have more to say about the Holy Spirit,
imali su mnogo više da kažu o Svetome Duhu,
than any other time in their careers,
nego u bilo koje drugo doba svog života.
And during this decade of the 1890s,
i u toku ove dekade 90-ih godina 19. veka,
Adventists will not be alone in uplifting the Holy Spirit.
Adventisti nisu bili sami u uzdizanju Svetoga Duha.
The 1890s is also a very popular time for discussing the Holy Spirit.
90. Godine nisu samo popularno vreme da se diskutuje o Svetome Duhu.
Among conservative Protestants,
među konzervativnim protestantima,
who during that decade,
koji su u toku te dekade,
will form the Methodist Holiness Churches,
formirali crkve metodističke svetosti,
that emphasize the Holy Spirit,
koje su naglašavale ulogu Svetoga Duha.
And other movements,
i drugi pokreti,
that will turn into modern Pentecostalism,
koji su se kasnije pretvorili u savremeni pentekostalizam,
at the turn of the century,
na prekretnici vekova.
So not only the Adventists,
to nisu samo dokazi,
but conservative Protestantism,
već je konzervativni protestantizam,
but also liberal Protestantism,
ali i liberalni protestantizam.
Their fascination will not be so much with the Holy Spirit by name.
Njihova fascinacija nije bila povezana sa Svetim Duhom kao imenom,
as much as spiritual eminence,
već na neki način kao duhovnom emanacijom,
divine eminence,
božanskom emanacijom.
That comes from a renewed fascination,
to dolazi na osnovu obnovljene fascinacije,
with the Eastern religions,
sa ovim istočnjačkim religijama,
particularly Hinduism,
a posebno hinduizmu.
And so in liberal theology, pantheism will become an issue.
I zato za liberalne teologe panteizam će postati pitanjem koje se bave.
During the 1890s.
U toku 90-ih godina prošloga veka.
It's interesting that Adventists during the 1890s,
Također je zanimljivo da i adventisti u toku ove iste dekade
will tend to go, some will tend to go with the conservative Protestants, that is, go out of the church with the conservative Protestants.
Neki od njih su bili skloni da se vezuju uz konzervativne protestante izvan crkve,
as they approach what will be called Holy Flesh Movement,
kad su se približavali postavkama takozvanog pokreta svetoga tela.
We'll come back to that.
Ali na to ćemo se vratiti.
And of course, Jones will always have these tendencies.
Na primjer, Jones je uvek imao ovu sklonost.
His last fellowship will be with Pentecostals who keep tongue speaking Pentecostals who keep the seventh day.
Njegova zadnja afilijacija što se tiče crkvenih organizacija bila je sa pentekostalcima koji su svetkovali subotu.
Until they decide to organize a church,
sve dok nisu odlučili da će organizovati crkvu,
which to Jones had become the ultimate heresy,
koja je za Jonesa postala krajnja jeretična.
But others will go the pantheistic route.
A drugi su krenuli panteističkim smerom.
Wagner will go that direction.
Wagner je otišao u tom smeru.
By 1897, Wagner's pantheism was becoming quite open.
97. Godine Wagnerov panteizam je postao potpuno otvoren.
At the 1897 General Conference session,
na zasedanju generalne konferencije 97.
He says,
on je rekao,
God spake,
Bog reče,
and lo, the Word with a capital W, meaning Jesus.
I onda je svet, ali sa velikim slovom, što je značilo Isus,
appeared as a tree.
Pojavio se kao drvo.
Or as grass.
Ili kao trava.
5 days later,
5 dana posle toga,
behold your God.
Gledaj svoga Boga.
Where?
Gde?
In the things he has made.
U stvarima koje on načinio.
It is undeniable.
To je neopozivo.
That there was a wonderful power manifested in that blade of grass.
Da se jedna prekrasna sila manifestovala u toj vlati trave.
But what was that power?
A koja je to bila sila?
God's own life.
Boži život.
His personal presence in the grass.
Njegovo lično prisustvo u travi.
1899 General Conference session.
99. godine zasedanje generalne konferencije.
Sermon on the water of life.
Propoved o vodi života.
Wagner said to the General Conference.
Wagner je rekao generalnoj konferenciji.
A man may get righteousness in bathing.
How can they bathe?
Don't worry, brother, just say it.
But how to understand it?
Oh, okay, I'll read the whole sentence. A man may get righteousness in bathing when he knows where the water comes from.
Dakle, čovjek može steći svoju pravednost kupajući se ako zna odakle dolazi voda. Oh, Bože.
I mean, after all, isn't Christ in the water?
Zar nije onda Hristos u vodi?
So you can get righteousness from taking a bath.
Prema tome možete steći pravednost kupajući se.
You can begin to see that this pantheism was becoming very serious with Brother Wagner.
Kao što vidite, ovaj panteizam se veoma ozbiljno ispoljavao u rečima brata Wagnera.
And his confusion with indwelling and God as person has definitely got a problem.
On je potpuno zamenio Boga kao ličnost sa prožimanjem Boga u nama. Sa našim prožimanjem Bogom.
In his 1900 book entitled Glad Tidings,
u svojoj knjizi iz 900. godine koja nosi naslov Radosna vest,
he writes the following.
On piše sledeće.
The sunlight shines upon us.
Sunčeva svetlost nas obasjava.
The air that we breathe.
I vazduh je tu da bismo disali.
The food that we eat.
Hrana da bismo jeli.
And the water that we drink.
Voda da bismo pili.
Are all means of conveying life to us.
Sve su to sredstva da nam se prenese život.
The life that they convey,
život koji oni prenose,
is none other than the life of Christ.
Nije nijedan drugi život nego život od Hrista.
For he is the life.
Jer je on život.
And thus we have constantly before us,
i tako mi stalno imamo pred sobom,
and in us,
i u nama,
evidence of the fact,
dokaze činjenice,
that Christ can live in us.
Da Hristos može da živi u nama.
If somebody is going to destroy us, there are theologians.
Ako će nas iko upropastiti, onda će to biti naši teolozi.
By the turn of the century,
na prekretnici vekova,
these and other teachings,
ovo i druga učenja,
that were confused on the indwelling of God and the Holy Spirit and Christ,
koja su imala pogrešna shvatanja o Hristovom i boravku Svetoga Duha u nama,
would erupt into two heresies within Adventism.
Pojavit će se u obliku dve jeresi u okviru Adventizma.
One would be the Holy Flesh movement.
Jedno je bio pokret Svetog Tela.
This was a Pentecostal movement within Adventism.
To je bio pentekostalni pokret u okviru Adventizma.
That went to great fanaticism.
Koji je poveo ka velikom fanatizmu.
It said you would not only have perfect character before Christ came.
Oni su rekli da ne samo da moramo imati savršeni karakter pre Hristovog dolaska,
but you would have holy flesh.
Nego ćemo imati i sveto telo.
If you were bald-headed,
ako si na primjer ćelav,
Oh, your hair would grow back.
Porašće ti kosa ponovo.
If your hair was gray,
ako ti je kosa posedela,
it would go back to its natural color.
Vratit će se njena prirodna boja.
One woman wrote,
jedna žena je napisala,
won't it be a wonderful testimony to my neighbors?
Zar ne bi to bilo jedno prekrasno svedočanstvo mojim susedima?
When my hair grows back to its natural color.
Kada se moje kosi vrati njena prirodna boja.
If your teeth had fallen out,
ako su on zubi ispali,
they'll all come back.
Svi će se vratiti.
You will have perfect flesh.
Imaćete i savršeno telo.
Before you're translated.
Pre nego što budete preoblaženi.
So that's one of the heresies.
To je samo jedna od jeresi.
The other will be pantheism.
A druga jeres je panteizam.
Not only will E.J. Wagoner be a well-known pantheist.
Ne samo da je Wagoner postao vrlo dobro poznati panteista,
but probably the most well-known Adventist in the history of the church.
Ali možda najpoznatiji adventista u istoriji crkve, John Harvey Kellogg.
John Harvey Kellogg. Both of them will leave the church in the next few years.
Svi će oni napustiti crkvu u toku nekoliko sljedećih godina.
Pantheism will be a part of the problem.
Panteizam je samo dio tog problema.
Partly for Wagoner because he carried pantheism into his relationship with ladies.
Posebno kod Wagonera koji je svoj panteizam uneo u svoj odnos prema ženama.
What he called spiritual relationship.
On je taj odnos sa ženama zvao duhovan odnos.
Which looked to be a bit more than spiritual.
Ali izgleda da je taj odnos bio malo više nego duhovan.
In fact, it looked kind of unspiritual.
Izgleda je čak i potpuno neduhovan.
At any rate, these heresies.
Kao što vidite, ove jeresi
would arise in Adventism at the turn of the century.
Pojavile su adventizmu na prekretnici vekova
because of an inadequate understanding of the Godhead.
Upravo zato što je došlo do nepotpunog, nepravilnog razumevanja pitanja trojstva ili božanstva.
And this was all very subtle.
I sve ovo bilo nekako potmulo ispod površine.
And nothing really too much is said.
Nije to bilo izraženo rečima.
But we will want to remember one thing.
Ali trebalo bi da zapamtimo jedno.
That Ellen White's writing ministry will be changed by the Minneapolis conference. Transformed.
Oh, da je i sama služba Ellen White doživjela neku vrstu promjene posle konferencije u Minneapolisu.
Her great books on Christ and salvation will come out after Minneapolis.
Njene najveće knjige o Hristu i o spasenju pojavit će se posle konferencije u Minneapolisu.
1892.
92. godine.
Steps to Christ.
Put Hristu.
And she won't even let the denomination publish it.
A ona čak nije dala da crkva objavi ovu knjigu.
Because she doesn't trust the editors.
Zato što nije imala poverenja urednika.
And they were still mad at her from Minneapolis.
A oni su još uvek bili u službi od Minneapolis.
They were so upset that in 1888, the year of the Sunday law,
oni su bili toliko uznemireni zbog Minneapolisa i pojave nedeljnih zakona.
They wouldn't even market the great controversy, which had come off the press that year.
Da nisu čak zapazili ni veliku borbu koja je izašla te godine iz štamp.
In 1890 they didn't do anything to circulate Patriarchs and Prophets.
Nisu ništa učinili 90. godine da se proširi knjiga Patrijarsi i Proroci.
So in 1892 she went to a Protestant publisher.
I tako je 92. godine ona otišla jednom protestantskom izdavaču
and published Steps to Christ.
I objavila Put Hristu.
She didn't want any pre-88 legalism in there.
Ona nije željela da se u toj knjizi pojavi nekakav urednički legalizam.
1896.
96. godine.
Do you know that the Steps of Christ was translated and published in Yugoslavia in the Serbian language? It was 97.
Okay.
Only 5 years after the DPOE in America.
1896, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing.
96. godine izašla je knjiga Misli sa gore blagoslova.
1898, Desire of Ages.
98. Čežnja vekova.
1901, Christ Object Lessons.
91. godine Hristove priče.
1905, The Great Opening Chapters of Ministry of Healing.
Početna poglavlja knjige Služba iscelenja.
Tucked away in those books.
Na neki način u ovim knjigama.
And in her articles.
I u člancima.
Here and there.
Tu i tamo.
Would be words.
Našle su se reči.
Or sometimes a short sentence.
Ili ponekad neka kratka rečenica.
And when the brethren saw these, they wondered what in the world she was talking about.
I kad bi braća pročitala tu reč ili tu rečenicu, pitala su se šta za ime sveta ona, o čemu priča.
Well, what kind of words did she use?
A koje su to reči kojima se ona služila?
She talked about the divine trio.
Ona govori, na primjer, o božanskom trojstvu.
The three-in-one formula for the Trinity.
O formuli tri u jednome za trojstvo.
This was new in Adventist literature.
To je bila novost u adventističkoj literaturi.
Secondly,
drugo,
she talked about the full divinity of Christ.
Ona govori o potpunom božanstvu Isusa Hrista.
And his equality with the Father.
I o njegovoj jednakosti sa Otcem.
Perhaps her most influential statement.
Možda je najuticajniji tekst.
Seven words.
Samo sedam reči.
Desire of Ages, page 530.
Čežnja vekova, 530. stranica.
In Christ is life.
U Hristu je život.
Original.
Prvobitan.
Unborrowed.
Nepozajemljen.
Underived.
Neizveden.
That statement fell on the denomination like a bombshell.
Ova izjava je pala među adventistima slično bombi.
The same thing, just the opposite of what Smith was writing the same year looking unto Jesus.
To je bilo potpuno suprotno onome što je Uriah Smith napisao iste te godine.
One brother.
Jedan brat.
The young minister at the time.
U to doba mlad propovednik.
Danish man.
Danas
po
ali u Sjedinjenim Državama Andreas
ML Andreasen
ML Andreasen
came very concerned about this statement in Desire of Ages.
Veoma se zabrinuo zbog ove rečenice u knjizi Čežnja vekova.
He was quite sure that Ellen White wouldn't write such a thing.
On je bio potpuno siguran da Ellen White nikad ne bi napisala takve reči.
He suspected the editors must have changed it.
I on je nekako posumnjao da su urednici neke promjene uneli
tu. And so he went to California to visit her.
I zato otišao u Kaliforniju da je poseti.
And he tells about this looking back some years later.
I nekoliko godina kasnije, gledajući unatrag, on nam priča o tome.
He says, I had with me a number of quotations.
Imam ovdje sa mnom jedan broj citata.
That I wanted to see if they were in the original.
Za koje sam htio da se uverim da postoje u originalu.
In her own handwriting.
U njenim rukopisima.
I remember how astonished we were.
Kaže, ja se sećam kako smo bili zaprepašteni.
When Desire of Ages was first published.
Kada je prvi put objavljena knjiga Čežnja vekova.
For it contained some things.
U kojoj je bilo sadržano ponešto.
That we considered unbelievable.
Što smo mi smatrali neverovatnim.
Among others.
Među ostalim.
The doctrine of the Trinity.
Naime, doktrina o trojstvu.
Which was not generally accepted by the Adventists.
Koju adventisti kao celina nisu prihvatali.
I stayed in California several months.
Ja sam ostao u Kaliforniji nekoliko mjeseci.
Being a reasonably fast reader.
I bio sam prilično brz kao čitalac.
I read nearly all Sister White had written in her own handwriting.
Ja sam pročitao skoro sve što je sestra White napisala svojom rukom.
I was particularly interested in the statement in Desire of Ages.
Posebno sam bio zainteresovan za jednu izjavu u knjizi Čežnja vekova,
which at one time caused great concern in the denomination theologically.
Koja je u jednom trenutku izazvala veliku zabrinutost među crkvenim teolozima.
In Christ is life.
U Hristu je život.
Original.
Prvobitan.
Unborrowed.
Nepozajemljen.
Underived.
Neizveden.
That statement may not seem very revolutionary to you.
Možda ta izjava ne zvuči baš jako revolucionarno vama.
But it was to us.
Ali jeste nam.
We could hardly believe it.
Mi smo jedva mogli poverovati.
I was sure Sister White had never written.
Ja sam bio siguran da to sestra White nikada ne bi napisala.
In Christ is life.
Da je u Hristu život.
Original.
Prvobitan.
Unborrowed.
Nepozajemljen.
Underived.
Neizveden.
But now I found it in her own handwriting.
Ali sad sam ih pronašao u njenom rukopisu.
Just as it had been published.
Upravo onako kao što je publikovano. The only theologian in the Seventh-day Adventist Church wasn't theologian.
Beyond that,
osim toga,
Ellen White repeatedly alluded to the fact.
Ellen White je nekoliko puta aludirala na činjenicu
that the Holy Spirit is a person.
Da je Sveti Duh osoba.
A divine person.
Božanska osoba.
The third person of the Godhead.
Treća lice božanstva.
That last terminology is found in the Desire of Ages 671.
Imate to u knjizi Čežnja vekova, 671. strana originalu.
These statements were just embedded into sentences.
Ove izjave na neki način bile su uklopljene u tekst.
Ellen White never made any issue over it.
Ellen White nikada nije pravila veliko pitanje oko ovoga.
But she was definitely Trinitarian.
Ali sasvim je određeno da je ona bila trinitarac.
Her early writings were not clear on the topic.
Njene rani spisi nisu tako jasni po ovom pitanju.
They could be interpreted any way, several ways.
Možete ih protumačiti na nekoliko načina.
But her later statements were very explicit.
Ali njene kasnije izjave su veoma određene.
These statements would literally drive some of our scholars to examine the Bible on the topic.
Ove izjave su naterale neke od naših teologa da pažljivo preispitaju Bibliju.
And gradually over time,
i postepeno u toku vremena,
the church will become Trinitarian.
Crkva je postala trinitarijan.
And believe in the full divinity of Christ.
I poverovala je u potpuno božanstvo Isusa Hrista.
Personhood of the Holy Spirit.
I u osobnost Svetoga Duha.
But that would take time.
Ali je bilo potrebno vreme.
At the 1919 General Conference Bible Conference.
Sve do 1919. Godine za vreme biblijskih konferencija.
These issues will be very explosive.
Ova pitanja su bila veoma eksplozivna.
And the president of the General Conference will try to hold things together by just avoiding the topic.
I predsjednik generalne konferencije pokušao da izbjegne sukob jednostavno ne pokrećući ta pitanja.
But by the time we come to 1931,
ali kada dolazimo do 31. godine, 1931,
seems to be enough agreement to at least put them in our fundamental beliefs.
Izgleda da je bilo dovoljno sloge po tom pitanju da se ova verovanja uključe u osnovna verovanja crkve.
When the first official list is really drawn up.
Kada je prva službena lista naših osnovnih verovanja bila sačinjena.
But not everybody will be happy.
Ali nisu baš svi bili zadovoljni ovim.
W.W. Prescott in 1939, for example,
Prescott 39. godine, na primjer,
will be viciously attacked by another leading minister.
Bio je napadnut od strane jednog drugog vodećeg propovednika.
Because he believes in the Trinity.
Zato što je verovao u trojstvo.
J.S. Washburn will call him a papist.
Washburn ga je nazvao papistom.
And some other interesting names in print.
Dao mu je još neka druga zanimljiva imena.
And a book he wrote against Prescott and the Trinity.
U svojoj knjizi koju je napisao o trojstvu protiv Prescotta.
One conference president liked that book so much he bought one copy for each of his ministers.
Jedan predsjednik oblasti toliko je zavoleo ovu knjigu da je kupio po jedan primjerak za svakog svog propovednika.
Meanwhile, it would not be until the 1940s.
U međuvremenu mi dolazimo do 40. godine, 1940.
That the denomination will remove the anti-trinitarian and semi-Arian statements from its call porter literature.
Remove.
Yeah, take out
kada je crkva izostavila antitrinitarijanska i poluarijevska verovanja iz knjiga koje su bile date kolporterima na prodaju.
For example, in 1944.
Na primjer, 1944. godine.
They revised Uriah Smith's Daniel and the Revelation.
Kada je izašlo revidirano izdanje knjige Uriah Smitha o Otkrivenje i Danilo.
And took out the anti-trinitarian statements.
Iz nje je izvađen taj antitrinitarijanski deo.
But they had to defend themselves.
Ali morali su da se brane.
Ministry magazine will carry three or four articles defending that removal.
Da, časopis Ministry morao je da objavi nekoliko članaka u kojima je branio ovo izostavljanje takvih tekstova.
And they will also publish a compilation of Ellen White's statements on the topic.
A osim toga morali su da objave jednu kompilaciju izjava duha proroštva o ovom pitanju.
Because for some people this was still the position they held.
Jer neki ljudi su se i dalje držali tog starog verovanja.
This issue is not dead.
To pitanje ni danas nije još mrtvo.
There's a major movement.
Ima jedan jak pokret
around the world in Adventism today,
po celom svetu među adventistima danas,
claiming that the church has apostatized,
koji tvrdi da je crkva otpala
from the position of its founders,
otpala sa stanovišta svojih osnivača,
on the Trinity,
po pitanju trojstva,
and the nature of Christ,
i što se tiče Hristove prirode.
And when it's pointed out to these people,
i kada ukažete tim ljudima
that Ellen White took a trinitarian position,
da je Ellen White zauzela trinitarijansko stanovište,
their accusation is,
njihova optužba glasi,
the general conference played around with their writings,
da je generalna konferencija pripremila njena, kako, promenila njene izjave.
Well, if so, she was a very stupid woman.
Ili bi bila vrlo glupa žena.
Because she was alive.
Da, bilo bi to ludo da su oni to učinili jer ona je još bila živa.
It was in Desire of Ages and her other books when they were published while she was alive.
Da, sve takve pozicije se nalazile i u knjigama Desire of Ages, Čežnja vekova i druge koje su objavljene za njenog života. Prema tome nije mogla generalna konferencija da manipuliše njenim izjavom.
But these people like the young M.L. Andreasen,
ali ti ljudi kao i mladi Andreasen,
we'll see a conspiracy everywhere.
Vide neke zavere na sve strane.
By the way,
uspuda kažem,
we'll discover that the older M.L. Andreasen has the same problem.
Mi ćemo otkriti da je i stari Andreasen se suočavao sa istim problemom.
But that's for Thursday.
Ali to ostavljamo za četvrtak.
Well, we've completed topic number three.
Tako smo mi, dakle, završili tematiku broj 3.
Uplift Jesus.
Uzdignuti Hrista.
In terms of his divine nature.
U što se tiče njegove božanske prirode.
And the Trinity.
I trojstvo.
We had about three questions and then we'll take a break.
Imamo tri pitanja i onda ćemo ići na pauzu.
There is something strange. You said and others said that no doctrine was developed under the influence of the spirit of prophecy. But she was only, how can I say, afterward saying that. But now you are telling us that she was the founder of the doctrine, and others had to fight against this.
Now, I stated my position very carefully to not say that.
Ja sam vrlo pažljivo formulisao svoje izjave da ne kažem to što ti tvrdiš.
The most she ever wrote on the topic was 7 words in one place.
Najviše što je ona napisala o toj temi bilo je 7 reči na jednom mjestu.
And the only effect that these words would have.
Jedini uticaj koje su te reči imale
would lead be to lead other people to study.
Bile su da navede druge ljude da proučavaju.
Furthermore, she certainly didn't develop the doctrine of the Trinity.
Osim toga, ona nije razvila doktrinu o trojstvu.
That's one of the deepest things in the history of the church.
To je jedna od najdubljih doktrina u istoriji crkve.
That the, you know, even if she would have wrote a whole book on the topic,
pa da je napisala i celu knjigu o toj tematici,
she wouldn't be inventing a doctrine.
Ona ne bi izmislila tu doktrinu.
At, even at that, she would only be pointing us back to orthodoxy.
Čak i tada ona bi nam ukazivala na ortodoksiju.
But she never really said much about it.
Ali ona nikada nije rekla mnogo o ovom pitanju.
She's not the one that developed the theology.
Ona nije tu bila da razvija teologiju.
But she did use some words.
Ali se poslužila nekim rečima.
And people like Prescott and others will develop the theology.
A ljudi kao što su Prescott i drugi razvili su teologiju.
But the accusation against Adventism has been this.
Ali optužba koja se iznosi protiv adventizma glasi ovako.
That we got our distinctive doctrines from Ellen White.
Da smo mi naše izuzetne doktrine dobili od Ellen White.
Sanctuary and Sabbath and that sort of thing.
Kao što su na primjer doktrina o svetilištu ili o suboti.
Nobody would ever say we got our doctrine of the Trinity from Ellen White.
Ali niko nikada nije ni pokušao da kaže da je Ellen White začetnik doktrine o trojstvu u našoj sredini.
Because Sabbath and sanctuary may be seen as marginal heresies.
Jer nauku o svetilištu i o suboti neki smatraju jeretičkim učenjem.
But Trinity and related topics are seen as the basic beliefs of the church from the beginning.
Dok se nauka o trojstvu smatra jednim od osnovnih zasada hrišćanstva, dakle.
Nobody in their right mind could say that Ellen White developed that doctrine.
Niko pri zdravom razumu ne bi rekao da je Ellen White razvila ovu doktrinu.
That's the major course of the history of the church.
To je u stvari osnovni smer u istoriji crkve.
And all branches of the church will accept it.
I svi ogranci crkve prihvataju ovu doktrinu.
So there is a difference between Ellen White developing a doctrine.
Prema tome postoji velika razlika između tvrdnje da je Ellen White razvila neku doktrinu.
And using a few words here and there.
I upotrebe nekoliko reči tu i tamo.
That might point us back to the belief of the church.
Koji bi nas možda vraćali natrag na osnovna nekadašnja vjerovanja crkve.
And to the best of my knowledge.
A po mom najboljem znanju.
Those 7 words in Desire of Ages, page 530.
Tih 7 reči u Čežnji vekova na stranici 530.
Is the most she ever wrote upon the topic in one place.
To je najviše što je ona o toj tematici napisala na jednom mjestu.
That's making a statement.
Da, ona je dala tu izjavu,
but not developing a theology.
Ali nije razvila teologiju.
So she did point us back to these things.
Ona nas je u stvari vratila natrag na te pozicije.
I have no problem with that.
Ja nemam tu nikakvih problema sa ovim. Da.
Zato što citiram njega rekao da je prihvatila većina to učenje. Znači li da je većina morala da bude saglasna da bi se neki drugi princip prihvatio? Da li je to znači kriterijum?
What's the criteria? You said that about the 1940, the majority of Seventh-day Adventists accepted Trinity as their doctrine. Does it mean that the majority has to accept the doctrine in order to this doctrine to become a Seventh-day Adventist doctrine?
The only way a doctrine can now come into the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Jedini način da se neka doktrina unese u adventističku crkvu
is by a vote of a general conference in session.
Je glasanje na generalnoj konferenciji na zasedanju.
The first doctrinal statement was made by an individual.
Prva doktrinalna izjava data je preko pojedinca.
Uriah Smith in 1872.
Uriah Smith dao je tu izjavu 872. godine.
That was unofficial.
Ta izjava je bila nezvanična.
The second doctrinal statement would be 1931.
Druga doktrinalna izjava data je 31. godine, 1931.
Developed by F.M. Wilcox.
Tu izjavu su na neki način razvili Wilcox.
With a committee.
I njegov odbor.
But was never voted.
Ali nikada nije bila izglasana.
But put in our first church manual.
Ali je ipak bila stavljena u prvi crkveni pravilnik.
That was never voted by a general conference session.
Nikad nije bila izglasana na zasedanju generalne konferencije.
In 1946,
47. godine,
the general conference in session,
generalna konferencija na zasedanju,
voted that
izglasala je
the statement of fundamental beliefs could not be changed.
Izglasala je da se izjava o osnovnim verovanjima crkve ne može menjati.
Except by a general conference in session.
Osim da je generalna konferencija izmeni na svom zasedanju.
That took place in 1980.
To se i dogodilo 80.
When the denomination accepted the 27 fundamental beliefs.
Kada je naša crkva prihvatila 27 osnovnih verovanja.
The only statement of beliefs ever adopted officially by the church.
To je jedina izjava vere, jedino vjeruju, koje je crkva ikada prihvatila službeno.
One of the great tragedies of the book put out by the Ministerial Association on the topic.
Je velika tragedija te knjige koju je izdalo propovjedničko udruženje o toj temi.
Seventh-day Adventists Believe.
To je knjiga Adventisti sedmog dana vjeruju.
Is that it does not have a chapter on the preamble.
Šteta što ona nema poglavlje o preambuli.
Which says that we are a non-creedal church.
Koje kaže da smo mi crkva bez kreda.
That the Bible is our only creed.
Da je Biblija naš jedini kredo.
And that these statements of fundamental beliefs.
I da ova izjava o osnovnim verovanjima
can be changed.
Može da se menja.
When the Holy Spirit leads us to a better understanding.
Kada nas Sveti Duh dovede do boljeg razumevanja.
And that change can be made by a vote of the General Conference in session.
I da te promene mogu da se učine glasanjem na zasedanju generalne konferencije.
That's the history of doctrinal statements in the Adventist Church.
To je istorija, dakle, doktrinalne izjave u okviru Adventističke crkve.
Okay. Okay, there was a third question out here somewhere.
Yep.
Here. That's all I saw, so that's all I'm going to answer, because we're going to take a break.
Ona pitanja koja sam video, ja ću odgovoriti.
Meni interesuje koje je možda pozitivne tačke u našoj istoriji za sada što je rečeno, da uopšte ima. I da li, mislim, stvarno, taj period koji je rekao do 60. godina, kad smo prvi put izjavili da prihvatamo trojstvo, da li ne stvarno samo su proveli probleme
Oh. You were speaking mostly about the negative developments in the church, about the theology and theological statements. Do you have something positive to say us in the about the history of Seventh-day Adventist theology? Or are there not positive in the
Well, I guess I didn't seem as negative.
Ja nekako mislim da ja sve ovo ne gledam kao negativan proces.
The fact that there was two sides is history.
Postoje uvijek u istoriji dve strane.
One for something and the other one against something.
Jedna je za nešto, druga je protiv toga.
If you have somebody for something, that's positive.
Imate nekoga koji je za nešto što je pozitivno.
If you have somebody against something, that's negative.
A imate nekoga ko je protiv nečega što je negativno.
You don't have two sides, you don't have a discussion.
Onda nemate dve strane i onda nemate diskusije.
The fact that we ended up is Trinitarian.
Ali činjenica da smo prihvatili trojstvo.
Believe in the divinity of Christ.
I verovanje u božanstvo Isusa Hrista.
Believe in salvation fully by Christ.
I verovanje u potpuno spasenje putem Isusa Hrista.
Those are all positive developments.
To su sve pozitivni razvoj u okviru naše teologije.
The negative will lose out on every turn.
A negativno se gubilo na svakom koraku, nestajalo je.
Thus far.
Sve do sad.
That will not be true of our fourth topic.
A to neće biti tako u okviru naše četvrte teme.
How do you look at the position of the Seventh-day Adventist movement in the Christianity itself? You mean what is the place of the Seventh-day Adventist movement in the history of the Christian Church as
restorationist?
Mi smo obnovitelji.
To get back to the Bible.
Vraćanje Bibliji.
Add the Sabbath because it was forgotten.
Subota je bila zaboravljena.
Add baptism because most people forgot it.
Mi imamo krštenje uronjavanjem koje je većina ljudi zaboravila.
To get back to a closest understanding of the Bible as possible.
Mi se vraćamo natrag tačnom razumevanju Biblije koliko god je to moguće.
And to preach the three angels' messages.
Propovedanje trostruke anđelske vesti.
Not one other church in the history of the world has done that.
Nijedna
that is the three angels' messages.
Sveta nikad to nije činila.
To me, this church is a movement of prophecy.
Meni se čini, je po mom uverenju, da je ova crkva pokret narečen proročanstvom.
With God's last message before the harvest.
Koja će objaviti Božju poslednju vest pre žetve.
Now, whether we will perform that task is another question.
Da li ćemo mi zaista obaviti taj zadatak, to je sasvim drugo pitanje.
Or whether God will just use the angels and cut it short in righteousness.
Da li će Bog morati da se posluži anđelima da bi ovo skratio u pravednosti.
Right now we're doubling about in size about every 10 years.
Izgleda da se mi do sada udvostručavamo po broju vernika svakih 10 godina.
When I became an Adventist, there was about a million members.
Kad sam ja postao adventista, bilo je oko 1 million. Bilo je 1 milion adventista.
Now we have about 11 million.
A sad imamo negde oko 11 miliona.
I have belonged to the church nearly 40 years.
Ja pripadam crkvi skoro 40 godina.
At the current rate of growth,
po današnjoj brzini rastenja
40 years from now,
za 40 godina od danas
there will be 80 million Adventists.
Bit će oko 80 miliona adventista.
However,
međutim, real Adventists or just
no members,
ma vernika crkve.
But I could also argue,
ali također mogu da tvrdim
that the rate we're going,
da će se ovaj sadašnja rata nastaviti.
Unless something happens,
a ukoliko se nešto ne dogodi,
it will take somewhat longer than eternity to finish the work.
Jer ako se nastavi, treba će nam nešto slično večnosti da završimo posao.
Therefore, I'm greatly encouraged by such statements as First Selected Messages, page 118.
I zato sam ja veoma ohrabren vešću iz 1918.
Ellen White says that the work will go like fire in the stubble.
Kada je objavljeno delo u kome Ellen White kaže da će se delo ubrzati kao prerijski požar.
Now I often hear the brethren use that statement.
Ja često čujem braću koja se služa ovom izjavom.
To talk about the Adventist church.
Kada govore o adventističkoj crkvi.
But that's not what Ellen White's talking about.
Ali ne govori o tome Ellen White.
She's talking about the message.
Ona govori o poruci.
And she says, we're going to be surprised.
Ona kaže, možda ćete biti iznenađeni.
Because God is using the angels to finish the work.
Jer možda će Bog se poslužiti anđelima da završi svoje delo.
God has a thousand ways to finish this work.
Bog ima hiljade načina da dovrši ovo delo.
Of which we know none of.
A o kojima mi nemamo ni pojma.
But he's entrusted us with a very precious message.
Međutim, on nam je poverio dragocenu vest.
The loud cry.
Da objavimo njegovu ljubav.
God's last message.
To je Božja posljednja vest.
Before the harvest.
Pre žetve.
And if we don't do it,
ako mi to ne učinimo,
God will.
Bog će učiniti.
But he wants to use us.
Ali on želi da se posluži nam.
Now, if you think it's been negative so far,
ako vi mislite da sam ja do sada bio negativan,
you haven't seen anything.
Niste još ništa videli.
Okay? So far, everything we've discussed so far has come out, I would say, positively.
Ja mislim da sve ono o čemu smo do sada diskutovali išlo jednim pozitivnim smerom u razvoju.
But we will see some wrong turns.
Ali vidjet ćemo i neke negativne zaokrete.
First wrong turn when we come back.
Prvi takav negativan zaokret bit će kad se budemo vratili sa pauze.
Uplift Christ.
Uzdignimo Hrista.
In terms of his human nature.
Služeći se njegovom ljudskom prirodom.
Take a 10-minute break.